Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Saturday night, y'all. It's WrestleMania weekend. Now, the Bloodline defeated, you got Roman Reigns and The Rock. They both defeated Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. But you know what? Tomorrow night is Bloodline rules. Anything goes. I think tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, that match favors Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, whatever, you know, if he's in a match with them. Y'all know why? Because anything goes. Cody Rhodes has no restrictions. He can do anything. He can invite anybody. Anybody can join the match. He can do anything in the Bloodline's rules match. Anything goes. They keep saying Bloodline rules. Anything goes. And for him, anything goes also. Ladies and gentlemen, if The Rock and Roman Reigns beat Cody Rhodes tomorrow night, okay, congratulations. But I'm starting to think The Rock and Roman Reigns made a big mistake with this Bloodline Anything Goes match because it favors Cody Rhodes more. You know, there's no restrictions. He can add anybody to the match. Anybody can join him. Anybody can help him win. That's what's going to be the big mistake that Roman Reigns and The Rock made. If they lose tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, that's some real shit, man. When it comes to anything goes, I mean, it favors them too, but it really favors Cody more because there's no motherfucking restrictions to the damn match. He can do whatever he want to do to make sure he beat Roman Reigns and The Rock. And that's real, y'all. Okay, let me give a shout out to Rhea Ripley. Mammy was on top of things. Now, I love me some Becky Lynch. I like Becky Lynch, but she fought her heart out. She a warrior, you know. She gangsta with it, you know. I got to really give it up for Rhea Ripley because she's been whooping ass. She's been always winning all of her matches, man, on her own. You know what? Mammy is always on top, and Mammy is more man than Roman Reigns could ever be. That's some real shit, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I was thinking to myself after Rhea Ripley beat Becky Lynch in a WrestleMania match, I thought about Roman Reigns. Like, damn, Mammy is more man than Roman Reigns could ever be. And y'all know why, right? Because Roman Reigns can never win a one-on-one match by himself. He always got to get help from the Bloodline. When the last time Roman Reigns had a one-on-one motherfucking match without no type of interference, ladies and gentlemen? When was that? I can't remember. It's been that fucking long. Somebody always was interfering in every one of Roman Reigns' matches. That's the only reason why he's still at the head of a table and still got the damn championship. That's the only reason why. It's because he had help always. Look at Rhea Ripley. She ain't never had no help. I mean, she did before in the past, but other than that, she fought all her own battles by herself. Mammy is always on top, and I'm going to say Rhea Ripley is more man than Roman Reigns would ever be. Shit, she win her motherfucking matches one-on-one on her own. Roman Reigns can't even do that. So I guess Rhea Ripley got the biggest balls, got the biggest nuts than Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, he ain't got no damn balls. Shit, that motherfucker got a vagina. Shit, the way he wrestle. Shit. I never thought I would be saying this, y'all. But you got women fighting harder than men in the WWE. That's some real shit, y'all. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Sami Zayn, y'all. He did it. He defeated Gunther. Man, what a hell of a match. He had to get him with a couple of kicks in the corner and did the brain buster, whatever move that was. He got his ass. Wow. And a couple of kicks in the corner, knocked his ass, knocked Gunther unconscious, and it was a wrap. He hit the brain buster, ran to the corner a couple of times, did them kicks, like, what, twice, one, two, whatever, and hey, it was a wrap after that shit. That was the only way to get Gunther. Yeah, you had to really hit your moves over and over and over and over. He's defeated Sami Zayn's defeated Gunther. I'm glad he won. I'm so glad. I was getting sick of Gunther, you know? Shit. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bianca Belair and The Storm, Jay Cargill, and the old Army from winning. Shit, against Damage Control. I was getting sick of them two because they was always pushing their raid around. Just bullying motherfuckers every fucking week. They was doing that shit since the last WrestleMania. I'm glad Jay Cargill and Naomi and Bianca Belair won. And oh yeah, Awesome Truth. Yeah, The Miz of the Truth. That's some good shit right there. I like that match too. That's good. Shit, you know? Well, I'm ready for day two, man. And I really think, ladies and gentlemen, that Bloodlines Rules Anything Goes match is going to really favor Cody Rhodes, man. Because I've been reading the storyline of motherfuckers in the fair in and out. Who's going to come in and try to make it to where he win? Now, if there was anybody else keeping him from winning, just know this shit. If you're going to keep Roman Reigns, if you're going to interfere in a match and keep Cody Rhodes from defeating Roman Reigns, you know what? Just remember this. Roman Reigns is going to be champion forever. The only way to get that motherfucker title off of him is to help somebody defeat his ass and beat him for it. See, but no, ain't nobody thinking like that, though. Don't do that shit to make it where he stay champion. Make it to where you will cost him the championship so he will be no longer the champion. That way, if you was to go up against anybody else besides Roman Reigns with the title, you can beat their ass. See, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just wondering, is anybody doing any motherfucking thinking in the WWE? I mean, come on now. Let's stop with the preventing Cody Rhodes from beating Roman Reigns and Roman Reigns staying champion. Don't you know if you help Cody defeat Roman, Satan, Roman Reigns lose the title, you have a better chance of beating anybody else but Roman Reigns, because that motherfucker don't fight fair. He don't fight one-on-one. He got the Rock. He got the Bloodline. There's always some type of interference, cousins, this and that. You'll never be able to beat Roman Reigns. The only way to beat Roman Reigns, to get that motherfucker title off his damn waist, is to interfere in the match whoever he fighting against and cause him to lose that fucking Universal title championship. I don't think nobody hear me out there, y'all. Somebody better do. Man, if I was in a WWE, I'm just saying, you gotta be a motherfucker master. Motherfucker, who did it? You gotta be really brainstorming and thinking right now, what's the best way to get that damn title off of Roman Reigns? Because this motherfucker been cheating for the longest to be champion. Does anybody in WWE got some fucking common sense? Shit, stop coming to Roman Reigns' aid, helping him remain champion. You'll never, ever, ever be able to go up against him and fight and win. You see what the fuck happened. He beat John Cena. Beat Drew McIntyre. He beat multiple motherfuckers. He was always talking shit. Cheating. Cocky as a motherfucker. He got his cousins. He got The Rock. There's always somebody helping him. Saving his ass. His cousin saved him the last time from losing it. Why the hell you think he been champion so fucking long? Man. That's some real shit. Let me get off this subject, y'all, but that's some real shit, y'all. I said it all. The only way, ladies and gentlemen, to beat Roman Reigns is to cause his ass that championship. Take it off his ass. Shit. You can beat anybody but that motherfucker because he ain't gonna fight fair. Simple as that. Shit. MJF, I heard, signed a major deal with WWE. That's what's up. They say he with the big dogs, the big boy, got a big pay cut. You know, I wish he went back to AEW because you know what, ladies and gentlemen, MJF and a WWE, it ain't going to be easy. It's going to be harder. It ain't like AEW. AEW is a lot free, you know, it's free. You get a chance to do whatever the hell you want. be champion for long as you want. Why you think some people, other wrestlers who left the WWE never became champion, not until they left that motherfucker, and they all go into AEW for a bigger check? See, WWE got all these restrictions and shit, you know? MJF gonna want to be champion, but the only way he can be champion is the only way MJF can become WWE champion is if he causes Roman Reigns to lose that championship. That's the only way, y'all. Other than that, he ain't gonna be no damn champion. Try to make it to where Cody Rhodes loses against Roman Reigns. Then what the hell are you gonna do? Start a motherfucking storyline and bully him, fight Cody Rhodes over and over and over? The fuck? I mean, come on, man. Now, Seth Rollins got that title. No telling who's going to cash in. I mean, Drew McIntyre hating. And then you got Damian Priest, that motherfucker. Hey, he still got that contract. So he's in jeopardy. No telling when, how long he going to be. Seth Rollins going to be champion. That's some real shit. Man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the Get It Jay Show, where it's all about speaking. And let me rephrase that. It's preaching and speaking the truth. I like to say it how I, what's in my bio, what's in my little promo thing. You know, I got preaching and speaking the truth. That's it, y'all. You know, but yeah, it's crazy, y'all. Oh, yeah. Before I get off this motherfucker. Now, Spotify didn't got back to me. I made sure they got my message loud and clear. And the motherfucking messenger thingy, they told me to click on today. They hit me back up and said, we don't support these emails. Click here to get in contact, whatever. You know how that shit go. But anyway, I sent them an email. I copy-paste that motherfucker. And I sent it to their messenger thing they have on their site. And I got an email from them saying, thank you for contacting Spotify. Let us know how we do, let us know. Some of them surveyed. They want me to take their survey. And I'm like, I was reading a motherfucking email survey. And I'm like, fuck your survey. Then I thought about it. It's like, I'll give them a motherfucking rating, all right. I'll do their survey, all right. Shit. I'm going to let them know how they is, because these motherfuckers, Spotify, will remove your content and don't give a fuck. These motherfuckers will tell your distributor to remove it from all stores when they're the only motherfuckers with a damn complaint. And that's some real shit. They did that shit to me numerous of times. One time, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell y'all some real shit. Back in the motherfucking day. My album Straight Gangsta, I had that motherfucker. I deliver it to every damn store. I look on Spotify and my shit ain't there. And check this shit out, y'all. I had to hit up Spotify to ask them about my fucking album for them to put it on that bitch. That shit was crazy. I believe these motherfuckers are picking on me. And that's some real fucking shit. Man, talking about take our survey. No, fuck your survey. Yeah. But you know why I saved the email? Because you know what? I thought about that shit like, I'll give them a grade, all right, motherfucker. They ain't gonna like it. When it comes to recommending this and recommending that, how do we do? It's going to be a very, 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 very bad rating. I get the motherfuckers a one. I would never recommend nobody to hit the motherfuckers up because they lousy as fuck. It's crazy, y'all. Spotify can remove your motherfucking music from all platform. From their platform. They requested to have it removed through the distributor. Tell the motherfuckers to remove your shit from all stores and shit. They have no problem with that. But when it comes time to get in contact with the motherfuckers, you can never get in contact with them. They give you the fucking runaround. Oh, we don't support these emails. Hit here. Oh, we can't. There's no way to get in contact with these motherfuckers. You get the fucking runaround. They sent me some shit. Like I said, it was like a messenger thingy. You know how you got, ladies and gentlemen, you got the messenger thing on your phone, or you got a fucking Facebook and you go to the messenger thing. That's what the fuck they got on their site. So I sent my message to that motherfucker. Then they gonna hit me back with take a survey. I'm like, what the hell? They won't recommend what? I would give them a one. I say awful, dissatisfied, not satisfied. I would not recommend anybody to hit up Spotify because the motherfuckers are full of shit. And that's real shit, ladies and gentlemen. Spotify is full of shit. These motherfuckers will remove your shit and not give a fuck. Then at the same time, the distributor you fuck with, they didn't have remove all your music. These motherfuckers will start saying, oh, you won't be able to, your music been removed. You will not be able to upload that music again. We will start freezing your account. You won't be able to make no withdrawals to get your money. Ain't that some shit? All Spotify people behind all that bullshit. Because them motherfuckers are the only platform who make a fucking complaint and try to act like they own every fucking site and have your shit removed. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I recommend y'all to upload y'all music to any other platform except Spotify. You feel me? If you're using any type of promo services, man, don't overdo it. Be careful, because with the spikes, whatever motherfucking terms and conditions, Spotify got that shit set up. Right now, they got it to where your shit to get removed just like that. Hell, you better be assigned to a major motherfucking label, be a recording artist or some shit, because them motherfuckers that's on a major label, they don't get their shit removed. It's all the indies. That's who Spotify picks on. So right about now, Spotify is just like for major labels and shit. You feel me? You ain't gonna make no money on a motherfucker when they remove your shit. You'll be losing money. But thank God, you know, I save all my damn MP3s. So whatever they remove my shit, I can reload, I can upload it again. I'll just change the motherfucking title. But you know, I ain't gonna get them shit. I ain't fucking with them. You know, I just got done recording some new tracks. You know, I always got through, you know, I recorded this shit, you know, master, edit, all that shit. That shit gonna be on every damn platform except Spotify. So I ain't gotta worry about them fucking with the motherfucker album. I ain't gotta worry about that shit. I ain't gonna release no new music on that motherfucker. Maybe I might do a single. They're like, nah, fuck Spotify. I got some shit to work on. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.